Joined live in the chip van by Angela Scanlon.
Hello.
Scanlon.
Did you say chip van?
Yeah, it's just like a chip van.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
well, done. Yeah.
And it is the same colour as your hair, which is great. So it's big orange van. So, in fact, you wouldn't know Angela was here.
No, it's because like camouflage. It's ideal.
It's great. If you brought a red setter now, you can cover both sides of the windows.
Next time.
Anyway, there I was looking at the papers yesterday and there was coverage for your new TV show. And there was essentially a kind of waist up naked shot of you, although you're covering your boobs, essentially. But God, you're freckly, aren't you?
Yes, I am freckly.
Like everywhere.
Yeah, all over. Like all my arms, and fully, my legs, everything. It's
and you brought
mental.
And you brought the pins out today
I brought
as well.
The pins
what's
out.
About?
I mean, look, that's what I said. I stayed in my parents' house last night.
That explains it.
And it was sunny yesterday, so I wore the same skirt and I thought, yeah, it looks like I'm doing the walk of shame, but hey, here we are.
There is a bang of the walk of shame off you this morning. I'm going to tell you the truth. Passing by a van and hopping in for a bit of warmth.
Yeah.
You know, the freckles all over the shop.
I hear you.
So listen, when I talk to when we were talking to kids and everything about freckles, they hate their freckles, and I think it's sad because they're there for life and they're part of what you are. So what do you say to people who say I don't like my freckles, because they're part of the charm of people's
You know, I used to when I was styling work with models a lot who really wanted to cover all of their freckles, like they were kind of an issue and something that might prevent them from getting work or whatever else. And yeah, so I will always and have always done with young models, get the freckles out. They're all over. But it's funny, people's reactions still. I was hosting a gig in London last week and I was on stage for most of it, and one of the guys who was organising, when I came out afterwards to talk to them, he like looked at my legs and said, they're everywhere, they're all
they
over
really
your legs. And like he started like laughing like it was just, I was some sort of freak alien who had been wheeled in for his amusement.
No, I think they add to your individuality, which is lovely, and not patronising at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally like Jackson Pollock painted you, but with only one colour, and he's just flicking away.
Boom.
Bang. Welcome back to Ireland. I mean, look, you're toing and froing between London and Dublin. Let's face it. We're going to be seeing you on Getaway soon, aren't we? I mean, in the new year.
That'll be January-ish.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was like hectic because we were doing the four documentaries alongside. So it's, you know, I suppose when it rains it pours, and it was great.
Take
absolutely
it while
great.
You can. Keep going.
Make hay while the sun shines.
But actually, the program we do want to talk to you about today is the other one. Obviously, the one about Full Frontal.
That's the one.
It's right there in front of me. I couldn't find it. Full Frontal, which is a four-parter. Discussing what exactly?
Discussing nudity, fakery, fitness, kind of extreme fitness, dieting, and online dating or dating in general, but hooking up, I suppose.
Yeah. Love Me Tinder.
Love Me Tinder.
It's in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever that
I guess all of the things that are relevant to me. I mean, online dating slightly less.
That's less in recent times,
But so it's been, you know what, so much fun. It's similar tone, similar feel to Oi Ginger, and it's been a bit of crack. So kind of taking, I suppose, subjects that are sometimes sensitive, maybe a little bit taboo, and having a bit of fun with them.
Good. So do you think the blurb might say Angela Scanlon gives an irreverent look at, with the word irreverent?
I think it might. I mean,
I think one of the things that the program particularly looking at, because I just think there's something a little over the top about it, is that I think alcoholism as a generational issue has been replaced in this country by extreme fitness.
Yeah.
And that some people have decided, no, it's good to look. I'm toned. And then to turn into like a Medusa-like statue after she's given them one swift look at the killer eyes. I'm doing a triathlon.
It's an addiction, kind of.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And we did. I mean, I did Hell and Back. So with the four documentaries, I get kind of stuck in, and one of them, the final thing that we filmed was Hell and Back, which was in Kilruddery, and it's an extreme adventure obstacle kind of course where we did, among other things, I was electrocuted, I was shot at in Sniper Alley and had the bruises to prove it for quite a few days.
Is this in your contract negotiation with
RTE?
No,
it wasn't.
That's that thing I should do, sorry.
Yeah, so that was a bit rough. But
it's easier than a contract negotiation. Sorry, go on.
So it was horrific but brilliant, and I can understand, I suppose, how people get sucked in and want to do it over and and over and over again, because the kick you get out of having achieved it is pretty good. And I guess, you know, okay, it's, you're talking about alcoholism versus fitness addiction. I'm sure the benefits of that are probably a little better.
Yes, of course. No, I know. Yeah. And without making light of alcoholism, being able to have a few drinks is much nicer than having to go for 4 hours on a treadmill. But I suppose they balance each other out ultimately. Yeah. When are we going to see the programmes, Angela?
They start on Thursday, this Thursday, 9:30, RTE2. See you there.
No, I will. It's very exciting. We have to say goodbye because we're literally leaving here
this
to go to
Kilkenny. This is ridiculous. I came to host.
I know. But
I'm joking. Hi, ladies.
We're going to say goodbye to Angela Scanlon. The programme is called
Full Frontal.
It'll be on RTE2 television at 9:30 this Thursday evening, and we wish you very, very well with that.
Thanks
for coming to see us. Sorry it's been
Thank
so brief,
you.
But we appreciate you making the effort.
Do I get chips on the way out?
You do, of course, and an ice cream. And what we'll do is we'll get photographs just to show everyone the full freckle ginger on show here today, because we really brought it all today. Thanks for that, Angela. It's amazing, proving that anyone can make it on television. Angela Scanlon, live in the chip van.